Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. I tell you, something good is about to happen. Hallelujah. Something, I just sense the glory of God. Amen. God doing just his absolute wonders. And this is what I hear the Spirit of God say. Be ready for a surprise. Hallelujah. Get ready for a surprise. The Bible says exceedingly, abundantly, above what you ask or think or even imagine. Hallelujah. God knows what he has planned for us. Amen. Hallelujah. You're anointed for the blessing. You're anointed for the kingdom. You're anointed for the anointing of God. Hallelujah. You're anointed to step into the fullness. Hallelujah. You shall not be denied. In the name of Jesus, there's a mantle on you. There's a glory on you. And I wanted to talk today about the mantle. Hallelujah. And I said to my wife as I was just preparing, I said, I don't know, this message is going to go on for weeks. Amen. About the mantle. Thank God for the mantle. You know, there's much talk right now about the mantle. And of course, because our apostle, Pastor Fred's gone ahead. And, you know, we talk about mighty men of God and how they carried a mantle. And it's most vividly expressed to us in the book of 2 Kings when the Bible says Elijah went to heaven, he ascended, and then as he ascended, that mantle fell, and Elisha picked up that mantle. Hallelujah. Notice something, the mantle did not fall on Elisha. Everybody say, the mantle fell, but not on Elisha. So if it did not fall on Elisha, where did it fall? Fell away from him. Amen. Fell next to him. The mantle fell. And the mantle did not fall on Elisha. The mantle fell near Elisha. Because when the call of God comes, it doesn't get forced on you. You have to reach out and grab it. Hallelujah. The Bible says the mantle fell and Elijah reached down and he grabbed a hold of that thing and he picked it up. Hallelujah. And notice he picks up that mantle. He grabs that mantle. I'll tell you what, if you want to press on to the things that God has spoken of this church, then you need to grab the mantle. Tell your neighbor, grab the mantle, grab the anointing, grab the opportunity. Because really, that mantle was an opportunity and it was a door open to Elisha that if he grabs that mantle, he can step into what it represents, what it holds. And, you know, that mantle is on this ministry. And there's some mantles that are huge. There are some, every mantle has a different responsibility. You understand? There's different mantles. Some mantles have a short responsibility, short account. Some mantles are for specific tasks. The mantle is the presence, the anointing, the enablement of the Holy Ghost comes on you for a specific task to fulfill it with the power needed to do it. Somebody say amen. Now, the Lord spoke to him about the mantle that's on this house. And, of course, we know that Dr. Fred Roberts had the mantle, the tremendous mantle. And that mantle is expressed in the call that God gave him. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, a citywide multicultural church, a city church. And that mantle is different. It's not just a one-man mantle. And I said, Lord, now, what do you mean? Because everybody say, I want the mantle. Well, I want the mantle, like there's just one. Amen. But that mantle is very different. There's some mantles that are princely. They are of a dimension of authority over a city. You understand? So that mantle that he carried, and the best way I can explain to you this dimension is that the mantle that Jacob received, that mantle, when he wrestled with God and God anointed him and God spoke that word and he said, you are a prince with God. That mantle that he received could not be received by one man. That mantle that Jacob received was given to 12 sons. Hallelujah. And when that mantle was given, it established the nation of Israel. Hallelujah. And the same way that mantle that rests on us is resting on the 12. It's resting on the sons. It's resting on those who receive the vision. 12 is not the number 12, it's the number of authority. So whosoever will, you step into your realm. You step into that mantle. You step into what God has prepared for the church. Hallelujah. And that mantle is resting on this house. And some mantle spans generations. Hallelujah. Amen. Elijah's mantle went from Elijah to Elisha. And then it went from Elisha, supposed to go to Gehazi. But Gehazi didn't take it up. Here's the thing that I want to say to you today. The mantle, the anointing of God that comes, does not return void, but stays until it completes what it's sent to do. Amen. That mantle, even Gehazi did not pick it up. Elisha had to pick it up. He had to take that mantle, and then he had to make a decision. Is he going to take the mantle and put it on his mantelpiece? Put it, make a nice cabinet trophy. Put it in his house. I've got Elijah's mantle. Was it going to be a display piece? Was it going to be a piece of history? Oh, let me tell you about the miracles that used to happen. Amen. Under that mantle. Let me tell you about the move of God. Let me tell you about the healings and the deliverances. Let me tell you about those who were delivered, those whose eyes were opened, the blind that saw, the deaf that heard. Let me tell you about the miracles under that mantle. And it's a history piece. But Elisha, when he picked up that mantle, realized it's a living mantle. Hallelujah. And the mantle is for now. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. Two, he realized there's a purpose in the mantle. Somebody say, there's a purpose in the mantle. There's an anointing in the mantle. Hallelujah. And you must pick it up. But not only did he pick it up, what he did with it, he picked it up and he walked to that place of impossibilities and he struck it. He struck that river with the mantle and he said, where is the God of Elijah? And that river opened in front of him. I want to say to you, grab that mantle. Grab that anointing that is on you. And strike those possibilities. Strike those situations. Where is the God of Elijah? That mantle is on us. Hallelujah. We're going to talk a bit more about it. But the thing that you need to realize. Hallelujah. Is that the mantle. He wants to take it. He wants to pick it up. Amen. Hallelujah. The mantle is not a thing. The mantle is a person. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. Hallelujah. That is who the mantle is. It's the person of the Holy Ghost. You know what struck me? You know what Elijah said to Elisha? He said to him, Elisha said, give me a double portion. Elijah said to him, you've asked a hard thing. Only way you can receive the double portion if you see me taken up. Then you can receive it. And so Elisha stands there and Elijah gets caught up and he cries out, I can see, I can see. He says, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. And the mantle falls, and he receives it. You say, oh, Pastor John, if only I could be right there next to Elisha so I can receive that mantle. The Bible says Jesus took the 12 disciples up on the Mount of Transfiguration with him, the Mount of Ascension. He got up there, and the Bible says as he stood there, you know why Jesus didn't just go? Because he wanted to make sure they see him go. And as he ascended, my Father, hallelujah. And he said, wait for me on the day of Pentecost. And glory to God, on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says the Holy Ghost fell. He came like a mighty rushing wind and sat with tongues of fire on each and every one of them. And that same Holy Ghost is the mantle of the church. Hallelujah. Thank God we carry that mantle. I want to say to you, our eyes need to be open to the possibilities, to the power, to the anointing that's in that mantle. Hallelujah. When you look at that mantle, of course, we're talking about the double portion. Elisha said, give me a double portion of that anointing. Give me a double portion. Of course, we know through history, you go read the books of Kings, you realize that Elisha did exactly double the amount of miracles that Elijah did. He did a numerical double portion. And I'm sure that if Gehazi had caught, he could have done a double again. Amen. But the difference is, When the Bible speaks about a double portion, you know what God gave a double portion? It's not a numeric double portion. He wants you to see the truth behind this thing. The double portion came to the firstborn. Amen. When there was a heritage, the man will have five children. The first one receives the double portion. The firstborn. Everybody say the double portion is the portion of the firstborn. So they received the double portion. So there's double miracles, but for us who understand, we receive the portion of the firstborn. The double portion is the anointing of the Holy Ghost on Christ Jesus. The same Spirit that rose Christ from the dead dwells in and quickens us. Hallelujah. It's an unlimited portion. Amen. It's not a numeric double portion. It is the portion of the firstborn. It's the portion of the sons of the living God who will do exploit in his name. Hallelujah. It is a portion that has no limits. Amen. Because if the double portion was a double numerically, then all the miracles would have been used up by the first disciples of Jesus. The amount. Everybody say, the anointing is the double portion. It's the portion of the firstborn. It is the unlimited anointing on the saints of God. Hallelujah. So next time when a preacher says, receive a double portion, you understand what a double portion is. It's the portion of the firstborn. Hallelujah. I don't want to receive double what the preacher got. Hello? Is that enough? No. Don't be tricked. It's not a double portion of what the preacher has. It's the double portion. It's the portion of the firstborn. Hallelujah. It's the Holy Ghost that comes upon you and I. Hallelujah. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will preach the gospel to the poor. They will cast out devils. They will open blind eyes. They will open deaf ears. Hallelujah. They will heal the sick. Hallelujah. The lame will walk. Hallelujah. Those who are in sick beds will be raised up. Hallelujah. There's an anointing, an unlimited portion that is here. But the Holy Ghost is saying to you, God is saying to you, reach out and pick it up. Tell your neighbor, pick it up. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. I hear the challenge of the Holy Ghost. I hear the Spirit of God say, pick it up. Pick up that portion. There's something that's happening. Don't say, oh, well, what I used to do were miracles. I picked it up. I've got it in my hand. The anointing of God is moving on my life. Hallelujah. His spirit is present. Hallelujah. He has all authority and all power. And I picked it up in the name of Jesus. I'm standing as a son of God. I have the portion of the firstborn. The Holy Ghost is on my life. And I pick it up. I speak to my family. This December, your family is going to be healed. Your family is going to be delivered. Hallelujah. Demons are going to come out of households. Hallelujah. But he said, I got the portion of the firstborn. Oh, glory. You know why it's so important? Because I do not carry the mantle of a man. I carry the mantle of the Holy Ghost. And if you want to know what's possible with that mantle, look at Jesus. He did nothing unless it was by the finger of God, by the Holy Ghost. All his miracles and the same spirit rest on you and I. Yes. Hallelujah. Paul had so much of a revelation of that they stoned him and he was dead. Stood up. The spirit of resurrection in Christ. Stood up. Shook himself off. Kept walking. Hallelujah. Some of you, the enemy's tried to push you down, got you. He thinks you're finished. He thinks you're over. He's made a big mistake. He's turned his back on you. He's on his next conquest. But the Spirit of God is resting on you. The Spirit of God is raising you up. The anointing of God is on you to destroy the powers of darkness. Hallelujah. And your whole family shall be saved. In the name of Jesus, I sense a warring anointing coming on the saints of God to cast out devils, break bondages. Hallelujah. Break shackles. Generational curses off your family. God put you in your family not to witness generational curses, not to run away from them, but to stand there with the mantle of God and strike at that enemy. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. As for me and my whole household, we will be saved. Don't let them tell you your family carries generational curses. You carry a mantle that can destroy that thing. I want to say, where is the God of Elijah? Hallelujah. Someone said, well, Pastor Fred left, and that anointing left with him. Oh me, oh my, what are we going to do now? There's a double portion. It's the portion of the firstborn. Hallelujah. And I encourage you today, make full proof of your ministry. That's why this church is birthed, hallelujah, in the heart of the South District, right here in the Bluff. Why is this church birthed? So that we can carry the power of the Holy Ghost into this region, into this area, into our families, into our homes, and destroy the bondages, break the curses, hallelujah. Some spirits set up strongholds in this area. Drug abuse. Huh? Strongholds. There's even some covens in the area. There's even some groupings of people who abduct children. But God's anointed us to break that yoke. Hallelujah. We're going to cast that devil out. We're going to drive him out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's time that the saints stand up and claim their whole streets. Hallelujah. I think that's why God put me on the street that I am. It spans the whole Bluff. Marine Drive. From the north to the south. Hallelujah. The full breadth. Glory to God. I'm claiming the whole thing in Jesus' name. Tell your neighbor, claim your street. Hallelujah. Take that mantle of yours. Strike at that enemy. Hallelujah. Declare the promises of God. The anointing of God is on you to break every yoke. Hallelujah. To set every captive free. And I've got good news for you ladies. This is not a man's yoke. Not a man's mantle. Hallelujah. Amen. We just want to congratulate all our Bible college students who graduated yesterday, by the way. Well done, guys. Awesome. Awesome. But one of the things, Pastor John and I, we're standing there and we're saying congratulations to everybody. And now starts all the special rewards. The ducks. It should be the duck cesses. Because one after all, Pastor John turns to me and says, it's all ladies, John. It's all ladies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, in Christ, it doesn't matter. A woman can wield a mighty sword in the spirit. Hallelujah. The enemy has been putting you down for too long with religious duties. No, I must be submissive to my husband. You're not submissive to one devil in Jesus' name. You're submissive to your husband, but not to a devil. If there's a devil in him, you got the power over him. You got the authority over that devils. You can cast those devils out. You don't have to live in a house like that. You can say, I'm taking authority in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not a gender sense. I thank God he's not politically correct. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, God calls you sons. Amen. Because we are heirs. Hallelujah. All of us. So the anointing is on you, ladies. The warring is on you. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I can see the Spirit of God move mighty in every home and every household. And woman, you are released to flow in the power of the gospel. Hallelujah. Your husbands are going to be saved. Hallelujah. Your fathers are going to be saved. Your grandfathers are going to be saved. You're going to break that power of the enemy off them. Hallelujah. I think one day when you get to heaven, we're going to be amazed about the ladies. Have you ever wondered why is the first person that Jesus revealed himself to as the resurrected Jesus was a woman? By a donkey. A woman. First one that he authorized. Go tell them, I'm risen. Woman. Hallelujah. Who were the ones that ran to the grave? Who were the ones? It was the brave men, Pastor. No. It was a woman. They the ones that came to the grave and saw he's risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you what, Jesus was telling us something mighty. In the church today, 70% of every congregation, woman. Amazing. Not this congregation. It's amazing. It's changed here. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, the men took authority. Hallelujah. She said, I can be glad she doesn't have a mic. That's why I'm down here while I'm talking. Hallelujah. You learn wisdom with age, you know. Hallelujah. So I'm the head of my household. My wife said I can say so. Lift your hand and say, this anointing is the double portion. It's the portion of the firstborn. It's not gender sensitive. It is the eternal Holy Ghost present with power. And today, I take up that mantle. I pick it up. And I refuse for it to be a history piece, a trophy, a mantle piece. In the name of Jesus, this anointing is in my hand. It is the power of God in my hand. And I strike the river. I open the door. In the name of Jesus, the anointing works in me and for me in Jesus' name. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. It's the end time move. Yes, sir. Moka Saraba. Did you hear that at the back? The Lord says the book of Acts is not finished, says the Lord. The book of Acts is not finished, says the Lord. Hallelujah. We're about to enter the end time move of the Holy Ghost in the church, a perfected church. Hallelujah. A church with a fivefold ministry. I was just spending time with Apostle Brad Norman talking about that revelation of the fivefold ministry. Remember how God showed me 2016, the end time movie. You're going to see the full restoration in the local church of the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, the fivefold ministry. And God's busy shifting this whole house right now. Hallelujah. For that end time revelation. And I was looking at it. I said, Lord, it's amazing. And I pulled them all together. But you know what pulls them all together? How does... Now, when the prophets were restored, it was mighty. But it's one finger on its own. Amen. When the teachers were restored, it's mighty. But it's one on its own. When the apostles were restored. But when the end time move happens, it's a saint's move. It's the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, pastor, the teacher, in a fist. What draws the fingers into a fist? The body. The body. Yeah. Did you get that? Amen. It's the body. It's when it becomes a saint's move. That's the power of the gospel. Thank God, the anointing. I want to say that mantle of God rests on this house, rests on every one of you. It carries a purpose. He has anointed you to. It is revealed in your life. I thank you now, Spirit of God, for the purpose of the mantle that rests on this house, on each and every saint. Father, I thank you that as we pick it up, as we grab a hold of this anointing, Lord, that it shall accomplish what you've sent it to do, Holy Ghost, working mightily in every life. Lord, I decree in the name of Jesus, in the body of Christ, signs, wonders, and miracles. Signs, wonders, and miracles. The power and the gifts of the Holy Ghost made manifest in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Every eye closed, every head bowed. You here today said, Pastor Johnny, my life's not right with God. I've come into this place. I sense the presence of God. I sense the atmosphere. I sense His holiness. And I'm aware today that my life's not right with God. Pray for me. I want to make right with Him. If that's you, all over this place, He loves you. And that's why He brought you here. Say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to make right with God today. If that's you, quickly lift your hand all over this place. Here I am, Pastor. Include me in your prayer. I need to make right with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Just all over this place. Just raise that hand that I can see. Include me in your prayer, Pastor Johnny. Thank you. Anybody else? Or you're backslidden. You used to serve God and you're far from Him. You want that fire to return. Let me tell you, there's only one way. Come straight back to Him. He said He'll restore your backsliding. Anybody here, Pastor Johnny, that's me. Pray for me. I need to come back to Jesus. I'm backslidden. I want to make right with God today. I need to make right. I don't want to leave this place the way that I came. If that's you, quickly raise your hand and include you as well. Then there's a third group of people here today. You say, Pastor Johnny, I don't know if I'm saved. I go to church, but I'm not sure that I'm born again. I can't say for sure, but pray for me. I want to make sure, put it beyond all doubt. Hallelujah. If that's you, I want to pray for you. Who's that person? Here I am, Pastor Johnny. Pray for me. I want to put it beyond all doubts. Just raise your hand and pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Now, you've raised your hand on any one of those three. Firstly, your life's not right with God. You want to make right with Him. Secondly, you say, Pastor Johnny, I'm backslidden. Please pray for me. Thirdly, you say, Pastor Johnny, I'm not sure. But today, I want to confirm Jesus as my Lord and Savior. If you raise your hand, any one of those three, just raise that again. I'm going to pray with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? I'm giving you one more moment as you wrestle with the Spirit of God. Now you've raised your hand, I want to pray for you. Father, as these hands are raised, I apply the blood. We thank you now, Father, that the enemy will have no power over their lives. He's come to blind them, lest they see, lest they hear. But in the name of Jesus, I apply the blood. And I thank you, Lord, for complete deliverance here today, for your salvation that comes as these hands are raised. I thank you for your precious anointing and your touch. I thank you, Lord, for loving them. I thank you for touching them. Now, you've got your hands raised. Quickly, I want you to stand all over this place. Stand all over this place. Got your hands raised. Don't stay in your seats. Don't put your hand out. Just stand all over this place. I've raised my hands. Now, if that's you, I want you to quickly stand where you are and come down to the front. I want to pray with you. You need to put it beyond a doubt. You need to say, Lord Jesus, yes, here I am. All over this place. Thank you. Those on my right, you can come down to the front. Those in the front. Those on my left. Come on, saints, let's thank God. Let's encourage them. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And as they come, there might be some others say, Pastor Johnny, I feel it. I need to be there as well. Can I come? Yes, we're waiting for you. One moment. We're waiting for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says no man can come to God. It's the Spirit that draws them. And the Holy Spirit drew you here because He loves you. And He's going to apply the blood of Jesus to your life right now. I want those of you standing in front, just close your eyes. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to you and I ask you, wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that Jesus died on that cross. Lord Jesus, you took my sins on yourself and you paid my price. You died. You went down to hell. You shed your blood and you rose from the dead. Lord Jesus, you are the risen Son of the living God. Today I give you my life. I give you all that I am. I turn my back on the world. And I confess you, Jesus, as Lord and Savior, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, as these have come, I bless them. I thank you for your precious anointing, Holy Spirit, for your mighty touch. I apply the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for your hand on them, Lord, that you will never leave them or forsake them. And today I commend them into your hand in the mighty name of Jesus. I release your mighty anointing and power on them. And I thank you, Lord, they'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Washed and cleansed, made brand new in Christ Jesus. Welcome home. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. He washes your sins as far as the east is removed from the west, so far as He removed our transgressions from us and drawn us into His presence, made you heirs in Christ Jesus. I bless you. Amen. Now, those of you standing in front, look me in the eye. Hallelujah. Can you do that? When you said, Jesus, I give you my life, He heard you. He took you seriously. He washed you in His blood. And He made you His own. And the Bible says He gave His angels charge concerning you. And they're going to watch over you now. Something wonderful about God. He doesn't remember your past. The moment you repent, the Bible says He washes it away. And all He can see is who He called you to be. And He restores you. Hallelujah. I see the Lord doing a mighty restoration in your life. There's things that, as a child, you knew Him. But there's things that God wants to restore in your life, and you're going to see them. Don't believe the enemy that you've messed up too far. It's gone too far. It's gone too much. No, it hasn't. You've done a lot, but the blood of Jesus is greater. Hallelujah. And today you are His. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page. or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.